Make the phone call that can change your life. PhD Weight Loss. Their program is fast, simple. They won't let you fail. Schedule your consultation today. 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900. Here's the best part. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Hit your 2025 weight loss goals. Call now. 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphd.com. MyPhDWeightLoss.com, MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
Good morning, it's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The new Francis Scott Key Bridge will stand taller and have 2 lanes of traffic in both directions. They're wider than the old bridge. The base of the bridge will also be raised to 230 feet to better accommodate ship traffic. Governor Wes Moore joined state and local leaders yesterday in unveiling the design for the new bridge that will replace the span that collapsed last year following a collision with a cargo ship. The collapse killed 6 people. Investigators with the Maryland Attorney General's office say the man who shot himself inside a Baltimore courthouse last Friday has died. Officials say the man, identified as 35-year-old Gary Wright of Baltimore, died Saturday, a day after he walked into the court building on East North Avenue, pulled a gun, and shot himself. They say he was suffering from a behavioral crisis. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This was Mike Elias last week about his efforts to bolster the Orioles roster ahead of spring training.
We still have the opportunity to explore additions if we can find them, and we'll be doing that next couple weeks.
Well, they did it yesterday, agreeing to terms with outfielder Ramon Laureano on a one-year deal. The 7-year veteran hit .259 with 11 homers in 98 games last season with the Guardians and Braves. On the ice last night, the Caps hosted the Panthers, and it ended with an Ovi special.
Cleared out by Farivari, Ovechkin's last chance. Did he beat the buzzer? It has to be across the goal line before 0-0-0.
And it was at 19:59 in the third. Joe B. had it on Monumental, number 877 for the grade 8. 18 more, and we got an all-timer. Caps roll over the Panthers 6-3 the final. Big-time lacrosse at United Stadium yesterday. Eighth-ranked Hopkins with their second top 20 win of the week, edging Towson 11-10. Sophomore Hunter Chevette with a hat-trick to lead the Jays. Redshirt freshman Ronan Fitzpatrick in his second career game with 5 goals for the Tigers. Coming up in 30 minutes, a baseball birthday. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Looks and feels like winter today. Cloudy, a few snowflakes, 38. Tonight, a mix of rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain. And rain and sleet in the morning tomorrow, changing to rain, 45 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 31 degrees in Bel Air, 36 in Halthorpe, and 35 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Wow, oh wow, is it already the middle of the week? Well, that's good news. The bad news is it's really cold outside, and it's going to be nasty tonight, and I'm already sad about it. You know what? I'm already depressed. This hasn't even happened yet. Look, if you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We had a great discussion thus far. We were talking about the Gaza Strip. We were talking about Governor Wes Moore and his State of the State address, which is going to happen today. And right now, I do want to talk about dismantling the Department of Education. This is something that President Trump had on his platform. So it's not shocking that he wants to dismantle the Department of Education. Now, he did choose Linda McMahon as the Secretary of Education. Many people did wonder why he chose Linda McMahon, knowing that he did not want to keep the Department of Education at all. And so as of yesterday, he was asked about those items. And he was in the Oval Office signing some executive orders. And he was able to answer some questions. Take a listen.
And on the Education Department, why nominate Linda McMahon to be the Education Department Secretary if you're going to get rid of the Education Department?
Because I told Linda, I hope you do a great job and put yourself out of a job. I want her to put herself out of a job, Education Department. So we're ranked number 40 out of 40 schools, right? We're ranked number one in cost per pupil. So we spend more per pupil than any other country in the world. And we're ranked at the bottom of the list. We're ranked very badly. And what I want to do is let the states run schools. I believe strongly in school choice. But in addition to that, I want the states to run schools. And I want Linda to put herself out of a job.
So do you think that's something you can do with an executive order? Or are you going
like
to ask Congress
to
do it?
I'd like to be able to. Look, if I could give the schools back to Iowa and Idaho and Indiana and all these places that run properly, there's many of them.
All right, let's talk about this. Do you want to keep the Department of Education, or do you want to dismantle it? I think we have a unique perspective here in the state of Maryland because we do have some extremely high per pupil spending going on in certain districts, one of which being Baltimore City and also Baltimore County, by the way. They've increased their per pupil spending by a lot. And yet the results have shown time and time again that the kids really aren't learning, right? Whether or not they're not retaining some of the things that they're learned or they are taught, or whether or not they're actually being taught things properly, we don't know. This is why I always say we should put cameras in the classrooms, because I would love to know what that looks like. But I want to know if you want to dismantle the Department of Education. I personally did not start thinking about it until President Trump started talking about it, you know, maybe about a year ago. I never thought that that would actually be something that we could do, considering, like I said, unique perspective here in the state of Maryland, considering how much money we get from the federal level, even within the Department of Education, right? Of course, some of this money comes from the state, and we're told all the time that we're making up all this money, whether it's like cannabis sales or the casinos, you know, we're told all these things. I don't think that ever happens. Well, anyways, I know that for our schools here in the state, they rely heavily on the federal funding. Now, the teachers' unions, they're going to be extremely upset if this was to happen. And if we're being perfectly honest, I don't care if the teachers' union would be very upset. I just want to say real quick as a message to the teachers' union, I don't understand why you are even a thing. You're extremely political, and you always choose one side. And yes, that one side will make you make sure that you get all the money that you want. You definitely have a collar and a leash around Governor Wes Moore's neck. He has made that very clear. But at the same time, and here's my beef. I wouldn't complain so much about the money that's being currently spent in the education system if you would get some great results. But you don't. And then we see decisions that are made, whether it's, you know, the teachers, the principals, and the administrators, where many of us are scratching our heads like, again, why do we have explicit books that must be made available to those in kindergarten and first grade? So it's like even the decisions that you're making are terrible. Then we see many moms, right? Shout out to Moms for Liberty and other organizations, the Student Parent Coalition, right? Darren Badillo and all those great people. We see all these parents come together, putting together organizations to basically fight against all of the nonsense that you continue to push through these teachers in the classrooms. You are a nuisance. I really dislike you a lot. And if it just came down to you just supporting Democrats and never any Republicans, whatever. There's lots of organizations that do that. There's lots of unions that do that. I wouldn't have a beef with you. You're allowed to choose who you would like. That's the best part about this country, right? You can choose whoever you want to support. That's great. But you are causing so much chaos on so many different levels. Now we're looking at the blueprint, formerly known as the Kerwin Commission. And who's pushing that, as hard as they possibly could? The teachers union. Because it means that they're going to get more money. Teachers are going to get more money. And that's what this is really about. It's not about, you know, making sure we properly educate the kids. And then on top of it, teachers union, you wanted to cancel all the boost programs and the vouchers. Quite literally, you've got so many kids on these vouchers. Thank God that they are, because there are many of them that are finally getting a decent education, because without those vouchers, they would not. I don't like you at all. And you know what's so funny about it? When I was running in this last election cycle, people, you know, they were asking me, Kim, what do you have to do to get support from the teachers union? And I just looked and I said, there's nothing I can do. I would never, ever bow down to the teachers union. They're terrible. They're terrible. They're the ones pushing all this, like, you know, drag queen story time stuff. I don't like them at all. I wish we could dismantle. Could we defund the teachers union? I hate them. I hate those people. And then on top of it, I have friends that are teachers, right? I have friends that are teachers. During the COVID pandemic, during all that nonsense, you did not support the individual teachers. I had so many teachers that were texting and calling me, asking me what they can do to possibly get out of taking the vaccine. There were teachers that were saying that they were sending over, you know, what is that? The documentation showing that, you know, they have religious exemption from taking the vaccine. And they said the teachers union and some of these administrators, they weren't honoring it. They were still telling them they had to get the vaccine. I personally don't know whether or not dismantling the Department of Education is the perfect idea. Like, I try to keep playing these scenarios in my head. This is why I want you to weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I know, especially with the deficit that we're facing here in the state of Maryland, and it's not going to happen overnight, obviously, but I can't imagine where our public school system, you know, would be able to survive, I guess I should say, without Department of Education, making sure that those dollars are allocated to the schools. Now, I know President Trump is saying, let's just give the money directly to the states itself and have them allocate it. Here's a problem. When you live in a blue state like Maryland, and you know that they don't know how to run a lemonade stand, and they can't allocate funds, you know, if their life depended on it properly, they mismanage everything. They're corrupt as the day is long. In my mind, I feel as though that this could really hurt the students. It can really hurt the kids. And that's really who all I care about in this whole scenario. I care about the children. And I don't know that the people that run the state are capable of making sure that money actually hits the schools. I mean, we talked yesterday about the money that was supposed to hit the ground in West Baltimore after the Freddie Gray riots. That money is still remained to be seen. There were lots of nonprofits that came to town and pretended that they cared about West Baltimoreans. They pretended that they were going to do so much in the West Baltimore area. And what did they do? Nothing. And they sat there and they took the money and walked away. Watched it with my own eyes because I was already running my nonprofit in West Baltimore, and I watched it. So, no, I don't think those in leadership and positions in Maryland are capable of getting any of this done. And I know elections have consequences, but I guess I'm looking at this through the lens and the perspective of the fact that we have a long fight ahead of us in the GOP if we want to start gaining any ground. I mean, we've got hardworking Republicans right now in Annapolis that are clawing and scratching their way through this session, fighting their damnedest for us. And I know some people look at it as they're not accomplishing a whole lot. Let me tell you what, they're accomplishing a whole lot for what they have to work with. I don't envy their jobs at all. From Senator Justin Reedy to Delegate Kathy Shalaga, Delegate Ryan DeRocky, Delegate Nino Mangione, just all, you know, Delegate Mark Fisher, you've got Chris West. I mean, you got all of these individuals up there, Matt Morgan, Chisholm, you know, now LaToya Cagolo. They're fighting so hard on a daily basis. And this is what I'm talking about. You dismantle the Department of Education. Imagine what that fight is going to be like for those dollars in Annapolis. And I know, you're saying, Kim, this is what we want. Less government control. I know. I keep running this in my head. And I just think, how is this going to fare for us? I don't know. But that's why I have you to talk to. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Mike in Middle River. Mike, talk me off the ledge here. What's going to happen?
Hey, so I can't tell you, Kim, what's going to happen there, but, you know, I was just listening to Trump talking about the test scores, the lowest. You know, one factor that plays into that is that these children that are in these elementary schools they do the testing in, some of them have autism, some of them have severe mental disabilities, some of them are just out-of-control children that can't sit, scream all day. These autistic kids just sit and make noises all day, and they're in regular classrooms. So they can't write their name or they don't know the alphabet, but they're expected to take a test and pass it. And these are all, you know, part of the test scores that are, you know, throughout the state.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, they don't have these special classes that are so easy to get into anymore for these children that need special attention. They put them in regular schools and expect, you know, one teacher or a teacher's helper to help these children. And some of them are just out of control kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's another piece of this, Mike, and I forgot to even mention that. You know, the teachers and even the principals, they can't really suspend or expel these kids because of the way the laws are now set up in the state where they don't want to really discipline them.
Right. And then they can't fail them either.
Yeah.
They just pass them along to the next grade.
Yeah, because they don't want, you know, it's per pupil spending. Can't ruin that
right.
Check.
Yeah, you're right, Kim.
Crazy. All right, Mike, thank you so much for calling in.
It just runs pretty deep.
Yeah, it does. It does. Thank you so much. And see, that's another piece of this. Thanks, Mike, for pointing out. It's extremely complicated. It's extremely complicated here. I got a text here from Joel. He says, 24-year educator here. I can't stand the unions. I've got TABCO and BTU both suck. They do not represent a large portion of the teachers they're supposed to represent. Maryland parents and educators can do a better job than some unknown bureaucrats in D.C. Dismantle that Department of Education. We really can't hurt our students more than we currently are. Well, thank you, Joel. You're making me feel a lot better than about this discussion because that's who that is. I love the fact that I can hear from you because I do wonder about this. You know, what position does this put our teachers in? And we do. We've got a lot of great teachers. We've got a lot of great principals and, you know, assistant principals. We got a lot of great people out there, the counselors. I just want to make sure that our kids and those that have the passion and that love for our children to be able to navigate this and to be able to be in a fine position. If dismantling the Department of Education still puts those individuals in a fine position, then great. I don't trust the corrupt individuals running the state and running the education system within the state. It's so difficult to navigate that. And we know that it's heavily situated in a very liberal spot. I mean, I can see them getting extra dollars and saying, you know what, let's use this extra money to make sure we put even more of the LGBTQ community and all the stuff they want to talk about in our schools. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Our critically injured veterans and first responders are left behind every day because of inadequate wheelchairs. That's why Wheelchairs for Warriors is on a mission to serve America's heroes across the nation and provide them with custom-fit wheelchairs tailored to fit their needs to ensure they rejoin their lives at the highest level of independent mobility and function possible. From lightweight daily use chairs or adaptive sports chairs to all-terrain wheelchairs to get these warriors outdoors, Wheelchairs for Warriors serves those who served us. To join their mission, visit their website at wheelchairsforwarriors.org today.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're talking about dismantling the Department of Education. That is what President Trump has suggested that we do. I do believe that per-pupil spending is out of control. I think throwing more money at a situation like the school system where kids, you know, just aren't learning, I don't think that makes it any better. And I think that they're going to have to really, truly figure out, maybe just go back to some of the practices that we had way back when. I talked about this before. The whole thing about, you know, teaching kids sight words rather than sounding words out, that did not work for my child. I don't know whose children that actually works for. But for us, we had to then send her to tutoring to get with a tutor from the Midwest that was all about sounding out words. I mean, otherwise, there were some tutors that were like, oh, yeah, we do the sight words. And I'm like, well, what can I do to get people not like you? That's not working over here. I got William and Carney. William, how do you feel about dismantling the Department of Education?
Oh, I feel great about it if it's done the right way. Just put the money in a government escrow and have certain people of each state that signs a paper to the government where they're going to put the money and let the people decide who they want in there. Then have disability schools and everything else, and everything can start working out fine within 5 years.
So you think that there's somebody here in the state of Maryland we can trust to allocate the funds properly? See, that's the part I get caught up on, William. I don't know if we have a person like that.
Yeah, but if they sign the paper, right, the government comes in and checks their money that they give us, right?
Yeah.
And then hold them responsible in the federal sense and state sense, too, of the law. You know how lawyers are and everything else. They can always find a way to make it work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's one idea.
Help the disability kids and everything else and the parents.
Yeah. That would be great. Because, you know, even now we hear all these stories, horror stories, really, about kids that have disabilities that aren't getting the resources they need to even learn. And many of them want to learn. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, and these people in this Democrat Party and all, they say they care about the children. If they really care, why don't they go against the government that they put in?
Yeah, because they don't actually care.
Yeah, instead of going after Trump, man, Trump's just bringing everything up, and he's a businessman, and everybody hates him or loves him, you know?
Right, right. Well, William, thank you so much for weighing in. That's an idea there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's an idea. I guess I look at it and I say, you know, the government, for me, they're not really good at holding anybody accountable. You know what? I was trying to think of what that turning point for me was. And I think it was, remember the former AG, Eric Holder? And he had that whole Fast and Furious thing at the southern border. And they were giving guns to the cartel and even El Chapo and all this stuff. And then they lost him. Remember that? Then they lost him. And they were like, oh, we don't know what happened to the weapons. Wait a minute. What? You gave him high-powered what? And then Congress brings him in. Remember? They bring him in, and Eric Holder's sitting there, I plead the fifth. I'm like, no, you don't, dude. Where are the weapons? Where are the weapons? And then after the fact, it was like not even 3 years later when they arrested El Chapo, he had some of those guns from Fast and Furious. And that was that whole thing that Eric Holder put together. He was never held accountable for that. No one in his office was held accountable for losing those weapons. Nothing ever became of it. He's now at some private law firm just living the life. To me, that was the turning point for me. I don't know about you guys. You can always, you know, call me and let me know what the turning point was. But that is because, honestly, I haven't, I told you before, I didn't really pay attention a whole lot to politics growing up. But when I saw that, when I saw that he got away with giving those weapons to the cartels and nobody followed up on it, I thought, man, we're screwed. This is wild. You're telling me the cartels, those that are running our southern border right now, they've got our weapons and nobody is going to be held accountable for any of it? Yeah, that's all I had to see. That's all I had to see. That's why I said before, you know, when they start really going through the Department of Homeland Security, you know, Border Patrol and all that, we're going to find out that there are so many people, so many Americans, so many legislators, some of those that work in those agencies, they're all in on it. Trust me, this is my conspiracy theory. I do believe we've got a lot of people working with those cartels on that southern border. And I hope all of it gets exposed. When we get back, we'll continue the conversation about dismantling the Department of Education. Weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A Maryland federal judge has ordered a temporary pause on President Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship for anyone born in the U.S. to someone who is not a U.S. citizen. Mr. Trump's Inauguration Week order was already on temporary hold nationwide because of a separate suit that was brought by four states. The president says he's heard a lot of positive feedback about his Gaza redevelopment proposal. Mr. Trump advocates moving Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip and then redeveloping the land. Iran's currency plunging to a record low against the U.S. dollar after the president restarted his maximum pressure campaign against Tehran over its nuclear program. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow trading about 55 points higher, while the Nasdaq is down 73 points. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Six viable candidates for five rotation spots. That's what faces the Orioles as they gather in Sarasota, with Japanese import Tomoyuki Sugano the wild card. Orioles special advisor Adam Jones has faced Sugano.
I faced him in the WBC, and he was there. He was dirty. Obviously, I mean, WBC was 2007, so that's some time ago. But if you look at his numbers, he's been consistent his entire career. Although he's older, he's still been consistent. He's not the strikeout guy he was early in his career, but he's still consistent.
Sugano, now 35 years old, the right-hander with 136 career wins and a 2.43 ERA in Japan. This year's Super Bowl back in New Orleans for the first time since Super Bowl 47. Better known in these parts as when the Ravens beat the Niners and remembered for one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history.
For Jacoby Jones, and look at him go. Jones is past the 50, and he is flying inside the 20, and a kickoff return, 109 yards and a touchdown, an all-time record.
Flying like Secretariat by 31 lengths at the Belmont. Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Ravens held on to beat the Niners 34-31. And finally, the great Henry Aaron was born on this day, February 5th, 1934. From humble beginnings in Mobile, Alabama, Aaron became the last former Negro League baseball player on a major league roster. And on April 8th, 1974, he made baseball history.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
The iconic call by Milo Hamilton on Braves radio. Despite death threats and overt racism, Henry Aaron rose above it all. Coming up in 30 minutes, big-time lacrosse at United Stadium. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
The clouds are here. Cool temperatures as well. A couple of snowflakes possible today. 38 the high. It's tonight that we start to deal with some wintry weather. A winter weather advisory tonight through tomorrow morning for a mix of rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Some slippery roads likely tonight and early tomorrow. But that will change over to rain later in the day tomorrow. 45 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
True Green. Get a golf course quality lawn that's more affordable than you think. Don't wait. Visit TrueGreen.com today and let the pros handle the work while you enjoy the results. That's TRUGreen.com. True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right, talking about the Department of Education. President Trump is floating the idea of dismantling it. Sounds like he definitely wants to do it. And that was my question for you. How do you feel about it? 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. I've got, let's see, is it John in Timonium? Hey, John, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I can remember when the Carter administration created the Department of Education, and that basically was shortly after the bicentennial. So basically, the country existed for two centuries without the Department of Education. And initially, they started with the advent of Pell Grants and more availability of money, and then they started to get into backing the student loans. And then they basically started to take over the student loans, and the entire net effect was to pump so much money into education that education costs have now outpaced everything around, and more importantly, that they have used it as a means to push their policy. They now have, my daughter has a preschool, she's from from Timonium, this area here, but she went up to York and had a little preschool up there. And basically what has happened is that the Department of Education's most recent push was to move to get free preschool from 3 to 5 so that they can mold the children from the cradle to the grave. And they're just, it's turned into nothing but a policy push maneuver on the terms of the government. And if need be, they could possibly give the money from the federal more to the tuition. In York, they have, in several counties in Pennsylvania, they have, in effect, a school choice credit allotment that you can put towards private school. My daughter gave up on the public school system there, and she's using that to help fund, you know, her daughter's private school. So, you know, they've just done so much things that's really not education. It's just pushing their agenda.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with 100%. John, let me ask you, as far as that preschool up there in Pennsylvania, are the results much better, do you know, about, you know, the way the kids are learning there?
Well, she just has a small one. She runs out of her house, but basically you're devastating a lot of people by putting the government into an area that it's never been in.
Yeah.
And, you know, how can you compete against the government? She said she started looking into it. The government wanted to give her a $100,000 grant. Well, God, you wouldn't believe the strings associated with that.
Oh, I bet.
You know? So, yeah. So that's what they're dictating the curriculum, you know?
Right.
So that's the whole thing. It's just out of control. Just like, you know, when they created, Jimmy Carter created the Department of Energy. And it was the same thing. He created both the Department of Energy and the Department of Education.
Yeah. Is he the one that also...
At the time. Why?
Did he also create FEMA? I'm trying to think.
FEMA?
Yeah.
No, FEMA was created a little bit later. And the problem with FEMA is that the Biden administration merged FEMA into HHS so that they could use it. A lot of people don't realize it. If you study the funding on the American Rescue Plan, I'm an accountant, so you follow the funding on the American Rescue Plan, and you'll find out that they merged, and a large chunk of the stimulus payments actually came out of FEMA funding. And at the time, I said, well, that, what are we going to do when we have a crisis?
Right.
And sure enough, here we are down the road. That's where we are.
Yeah, a lot of bad decisions being made by government, for sure. John, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
All right, you do the same.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's, you know, just kind of like the welfare state, right? We allow the government to come in and you know, create, you know, basically the, or I would say deplete the moral dimension of the family, breaking down the family structure, asking the mother of a children to marry the government rather than their father. And we see what the results of that was. And so, yeah, I can imagine Department of Education has all these strings. I can tell you, even running my nonprofit, we didn't take a lot of grants and funding because it came with those strings attached, right? It's like, oh, well, we want to get women back to work. But they are like, okay, but you're going to get them back to work the way we want you to get back to work. And then we kind of look at, you know, their objective and the mission, and it's like, well, what they're saying won't even get these women back to work. And it might get them, you know, into these jobs, but, you know, this is not long term. So we had to walk away and not, you know, even apply for some of those grants. I can imagine what that's like even for the preschool when it comes to John's daughter. Again, John, thank you for weighing in. I've got Tom in Cambridge. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim, thank you. And to follow up on John's comments, the Department of Education grew out of the Health Education and Welfare, Department of Health Education and Welfare. So it created its own department, and that was in the Nixon era. But in truth, if we are a constitutional question here, under Article 10, any concern, any service, any part of the government that's not explicitly designated or enumerated in the to be powers of the federal government are left to the states. And that's where it needs to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get where everybody's coming on this one. I guess, you know, I'm sure you heard my fears on it. Do you think here in the state of Maryland that they'll allocate the funds properly and it'll, it will get at least some of these kids a bit on track, I should say.
Well, you know, Maryland doesn't have a very good record of allocating funds correctly, whether it's in Baltimore or anywhere else.
Right.
You know, it is not the purpose of the federal government to run education. That's the point.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Funds is separate. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Tom, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. I've got Paul in Pikesville. Paul, what say you on the Department of Education?
Look, I'm a product of the Baltimore County school system, and I called your station before and talked about it with the replacement schools that they're building in the county. They're just demolishing the old schools. I went to a town hall meeting with Johnny O back in March to try to save my old elementary school for a multi-purpose building, and everything you say falls on deaf ears. Nobody contacts you back. I called the county school board and left messages and all, and they don't call you back. They don't answer you or anything. And if Maryland is a sanctuary state.
Yeah.
If it's a sanctuary state, you know, and these illegals, migrants have come in and they're living here, why wouldn't they have a location where they can go, and if they don't have a GED, they could go and get their GED and advance their education if they're going to let them live here and then eventually be legal citizens. And instead, they're tearing down all these old schools for millions of dollars a piece of taxpayers' money, demolishing the old schools when they could save them and use them for different purposes of education.
Yeah.
For adults, they forget about adults. They just think that education is for the young people and the children. But what happens when you get adult age? And shouldn't the state government, county governments have some kind of program, free program or something that adults can go and get some continued education in their adult years, and maybe some of them would stay out of trouble if they had some advanced education in later years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Have a nice day. Okay, Kim.
Thank you, Paul. You too. Thank you so much. And you know, that's what some of those job training centers and all that stuff is supposed to be for. But unfortunately, you know, that's not what they do with the money. That's the issue. But I understand what many people are saying. You should just dismantle the Department of Education and then allow us to figure it out once the, you know, the money's here in the state. I wish we had more of a balance when it came to those that truly did care about making sure the kids are educated. We just don't seem to have that balance here in the state of Maryland. Phil in Kaysville. Phil, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I did. Before we kick us off and money coming back to our state, somebody should tell me what Sonya does for $500,000 a year.
That's a good question. I have no idea.
I mean, this is going to sound, you know, off the cuff, but I think we should hand every person that works at North Avenue a pink slip as they're leaving the building, and then only decide which we're going to let back in and reinstate.
Yeah.
And I don't know why our great mayor constantly supports Sonya.
I don't know either. And he's giving her raises.
Pardon?
Yeah, you're right. And he's giving her raises to every year.
Now she's on a year-to-year contract for the third year.
Yep.
And they haven't been able to find anybody. I guarantee you, I walk out my door advertising for $500,000 a year, and I won't have any problem finding somebody.
Yeah. I know, right? You would think it'd be very easy. Yeah.
So can you imagine? She's wetting her chops at this because more money's going to be coming her way.
Yeah, that's how I feel about all of this. Phil, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week. You know, Phil is correct, and And that is what's going to happen, too. You're going to have administrators. You're going to have people like Sonia Santelices. They're going to give themselves raises. What they'll most likely do is they'll expand some of these school boards, right? Think about that. I mean, think about the fight they had in Carroll County with the school board seats. And thank goodness, thank God, Dr. Greg Malvo and Kristen Zimmer, thank God they won their seats. But if you could imagine, if they were to get all of that federal funding here in the state, I guarantee you they would expand the Carroll County School Board just so they can, I guess, teeter it to the side in which they want it to, you know, swing, which is to the left. I guarantee you that's what they would do. And they'll even try, they wouldn't even have like elected seats, because you know in Baltimore City they have some seats that are appointed by the mayor and some are elected. They'll probably have appointed seats. And then, you know, here they'll do whatever the heck they want. That's what the biggest problem about Maryland. And trust me, I get it. That has nothing to do with dismantling the Department of Education on the federal level, because I'm sure there's many states that would love for it to happen. And they probably have people in charge that know how to allocate funds. I guess it's just one of those issues, again, with living in the state of Maryland, right? What's the incentive to stay here? I still haven't figured it out. You know, unless you have kids, grandkids, and all that good stuff, you know, family that you're staying around for, why would you stay here? Think about it. I just during the break, I was watching the weather for next week. Did you guys see this? 30 degrees next Tuesday. There's not even that incentive. It's not even nice weather-wise. It's not even nice here. Oh, man. Well, I appreciate you guys. I'm going to read some of these text messages. Let's see. Marty says, Dr. Sonia Santelices has a job because no one else is stupid enough to take that job. You know, that's, I guess who would want to take that job, right? If you're looking at the Baltimore City school system, you would think that there would be somebody, maybe somebody from out of state, that would say, oh, I would love that challenge. I would love to completely flip the Baltimore City public school system and to really help those kids. The problem with that is that seats appointed by the mayor, and it's not an elected position, and that person would have to be on board with Mayor Brandon Scott's agenda, and it's got to be somebody that will listen to him and do whatever he says, because we've seen his controlling nature. We've seen it at the press conferences. It's actually a little creepy, if you want my honest opinion on it. The way that Commissioner Worley does exactly what he says, it's like, you know, almost like he says bark like a dog. It looks like, you know, Worley's like, roof, roof. I think that's weird. I think it's weird. But it would have to be somebody that is very progressive, somebody that they could just say, all right, here, you know, you do this, you do that. This is how we want you to do it. And if it's someone that's progressive and all they want is a big paycheck, which is a lot of different progressives out there, you know, think about it. We could get somebody even worse than Sonia Santelices. I know Phil was saying that she's on like her third, you know, 1 year contract, which is true, but it could be worse. I think about that too all the time. It could be worse. All right, real quick. Got a lot of things to talk about as we wrap up the show here. Also, a little housekeeping. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Senator Justin Reedy from 9:30 to 10. He's going to weigh in on the State of the State address and how he felt Governor Wes Moore's remarks, I guess, you know, will affect his job moving forward as senator. Because, you know, everything that's going to be said today by the governor, the state senators, delegates, you know, all of them, I'm sure, got their notepads out and wondering exactly how they're going to have to tackle these issues. Because now the Republicans are going to have to get crafty. I think there's going to be a lot of things said, a lot of proposals that a lot of us won't like. And they're going to have to figure out the best strategy and which items to make their priority. Look, trust me, when I say I don't envy their job, I don't. I do not. It's a tough one. Also, I wanted to mention earlier, RFK Jr., he was approved by the Senate Finance Committee. He is heading to the Senate vote. Just a moment ago, Pam Bondi was in the Oval Office being sworn in by President Trump. So she did. She was confirmed. And if you're wondering how RFK Jr. was approved, Representative Bill Cassidy, that was the one where everybody, you know, even including myself, right, thought he wasn't going to get the votes needed. But Bill Cassidy is a Republican from Louisiana, and he did flip his vote to yes for RFK Jr. So it looks like he will, in fact, be confirmed. and he'll have a swearing-in ceremony soon. So I'm glad that I was wrong on that, because I said that I didn't think he was going to be confirmed, but looks like he's got it. All right, coming up next, just got to have a couple notes for you. Also, AOC calls Elon Musk stupid. I know. I'm not kidding. We'll discuss when we get back.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
These are more than just the sounds of a safe place to go after school. These are the sounds of interest being ignited and of mentors making an impact. At Boys and Girls Clubs, we don't do just one thing. We do whatever it takes to meet the needs of every kid who comes through those doors. Because whatever it takes is what it takes to build great futures. Great futures start here.
The Rob Carson Show.
Jake Tapper, he says something that I friggin' can't stand. And it is that they come here to do the work that Americans won't do. Americans are not afraid to do any kind of work, no matter what it takes. The only difference is Democrats like it when little brown people come here and they can pay them substandard wages under the table. That's why they hate it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I was checking back on Johnny Olszewski, the congressman, Facebook page, and I mentioned to Brian, the producer, his comments on his official Facebook page for Congress, his comments are off. Now, I don't know if it's because of the logo, probably not. I'm guessing it's because of the things that he's been saying at these protests against USAID. There are many people clearly upset with the fact that he voted against the Laken Riley Act. Like, I see a lot of comments that were older on that. And then also yesterday he made those comments, even the day prior, saying that Elon Musk was dangerous and all this other stuff. So, yeah, his comments are off. Johnny, look, if you want to have a short-lived political career on Capitol Hill, this is a great way to do that. Real quick, of course, the question of the day, I just wanted to give you the results on WCBM.com. Question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the U.S. acquire the Gaza Strip? This is how we started the show. 26% of you say yes. 74% of you say no. This poll will be up all day long if you want to partake. You know what? It's probably the split I thought that I would see, but again, I was on the side of no. Speaking of Elon Musk, though, AOC, in case you missed it, she made some comments on her social media pages yesterday about Elon Musk. And if you follow AOC in any capacity, right, even if you just see some of the clips that pop up, she talks about Elon a lot. And I would think it's because he's rich. You know, she loves the whole tax the wealth, you know, drain the wealthy. She's that kind of person. Well, anyways, Elon's always at the top of her mind. Take a listen to what she had to say yesterday.
This dude is probably one of the most unintelligent billionaires I have ever met or seen or witnessed. which, you know, you can probably even glean that from watching these people on TV. Anyways, all of that is to say is that they don't do their homework. Clearly, like, they're putting 19-year-olds in at the Treasury. This dude is not smart. And the danger in the lack of intelligence and the lack of expertise that Elon has. I mean, this guy is one of the most morally vacant, but also just least knowledgeable about these systems that we really know of. But the point is that what that means is that they're going to hit a button, inevitably, they are going to hit a button and things can go sideways.
Okay. That was AOC. If you had a hard time following that, I did too. to be honest with you, but she was calling Elon Musk stupid. She said that he was hiring 19-year-olds to go into USAID and, you know, to check out all the books. Meanwhile, in response to that, Elon Musk posted a meme saying, you know, the same people that are upset about us, you know, just wanting to check the books out are the same people that wanted to hire 87,000 IRS agents to come to your house to collect from you. So I think he made a good point on that one. But AOC calling him stupid, I don't know if that was her best take. I don't know. She might want to rethink that one. Also, New York Times is reporting that Elon Musk is sleeping in the Doge office, that is Department of Government Efficiency, along with his staff. And they're doing it, he said, to save taxpayers' money on their travel and lodging. So somehow, some way, they have like cots there at Doge where they're spending the night there. And I guess they're showering and stuff at the gym that's there. Look, as long as they're saving us money, who cares? I guess he also did, Elon Musk did the same thing at Tesla when he first started Tesla. He just actually lived there at the building. You know, he's a hard worker. What can you say? Also, recruitment's up when it comes to the U.S. Army. Shattered records, according to Pete Hegseth. They're now at 350 recruits each day. That's right. A lot of people want to serve under President Trump's administration, and we are happy to see it. Again, State of the State address for Governor Westmore. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, not just with each other, but Senator Justin Reedy is going to weigh in from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then he has to hit the Senate floor there in the Annapolis State House. But I want to get his reaction. I have a feeling they're going to get a lot of bad news. And don't worry having to listen to it. Go ahead and listen to Rob Carson, and then we'll play some audio clips on it tomorrow. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show, and I hope that all of you have a wonderful evening. Stay warm, stay safe, and I'll talk to all of you at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis?